Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Aleph. The Rambam begins every Sefer of the Mishneh Torah with a Pasuk, and the Pasuk which starts off Sefer Zmanim is from Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Tet, Pasuk Kuf Yud Aleph. Nachalti Eidvotecha Leolam, Ki Seson Libi Hema. Your decrees are my eternal heritage, they are my heart's delight. The connection to Sefer Zmanim is in the word sason, delight or happiness, a reference to the mitzvah of simcha, which characterizes the holidays of the year, whose details occupy much of Sefer Zmanim. The Sefer begins, however, not with a holiday, but with a massive topic of Hilchot Shabbat. In these 30 prakim, the Rambam details all the laws of Shabbat, with the bulk of this material devoted to the Isser Malacha in all of its manifestations, both Midoraita and Midrabanan. Even with so many prakim, it is a challenge to fit in so much material, and the average perek in Hilchot Shabbat is substantially longer than elsewhere in the Mishneh Torah. To meet our time constraints, we will need to focus more on the text of the Rambam, and we'll have less time to delve into his words or to discuss alternative opinions. But we have an extra 3 days to learn these halachot, because we spent only 1 day on the Seder HaTfilot at the end of Sefer Ahava, rather than the 4 days which the Rambam Yomi calendar allots to it. So at 3 points during our study of Hilchot Shabbat, we'll devote 1 day to summarize what we learned in the last prakim, and to fill in some of the added material which there will not be time to get to during the shiurim themselves. The first two of the 5 mitzvot in the Koteret Hilchot Shabbat are the Aseh and Lo Taseh, which command us to abstain from Malacha on Shabbat. These are the only 2 mitzvot which will occupy the Rambam in the first 23 prakim of Hilchot Shabbat, and the Rambam begins with them in Halacha Aleph. Shvita b'shvi'im imalacha, mitzvat Aseh, shne'mar uvayom ha'shvi'i tishvot, v'chol ha'useh bo malacha, Bitel mitzvat aseh, ve'avar alo taseh, shne'mar lo taseh chol malacha. Umahu chayav al asiyat malacha, im asa birtzono bezadon, chayav karet, vim hayu sham edim hatra'a, niskal, vim asa bishgaga, chayav korban chatat kivua. Abstaining from malacha on Shabbat is both a mitzvat aseh, from the pasuk of Bayom ha-shvi'i tishbot, which appears twice in Sefer Shmot, and a mitzvat lo taseh, from the command Lo Taseh Kol Melacha in the 4th of the Aseret HaDibrot. One who intentionally performs Melacha on Shabbat is Chayav Karet, as well as the capital punishment of Skila if there were witnesses and if he was warned in advance. If he did Melacha without full knowledge, meaning one of 3 possibilities, as the Rambam explains in Hilchot Shgagot Perek Zayin, either he thought that the action he performed was not Melacha, or he didn't know that someone who performs Melacha on Shabbat is Chayav Karet, or he didn't know that today is Shabbat. In any of these cases, he must bring a Korban Chatat. Halacha Bet. Kol makom shnemar bihilchot Shabbat shaoseh davar ze chayav, harei ze chayav karet. Vim hayu sham edim vahatra'a, chayav skila. Vim haya shogeg, chayav chatat. V'chol makom shnemar sha'oseh davar ze patur, harei ze patur min ha-karet, u'min ha-skila, u'min ha-korban, aval asur la'asot oto davar b'shabbat, v'isuro midivrei sofrim, harchaka min ha-melacha, v'oseh oto b'zadon, makin oto makat mardut. The Rambam clarifies the terminology he will use throughout Hilchot Shabbat for the melacha status of a certain act, and this is based on similar usage by Chazal. The term chayav means that the act is a malacha d'oraita, for which one is liable in the punishments of karet, skila, or korban chatat mentioned in halacha aleph. The term patur, exempt, by itself, or the term asur, means that the act is not a malacha d'oraita, but is nonetheless asur midrabanan, and one who does it intentionally gets the rabbinic punishment of makat mardut. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam completes his list of terms with the word mutar, which means that the act is entirely permitted. The rest of this perek is devoted to general principles relating to Malacha and Shabbat, beginning with the concept of davar sheino mitkaven. Halacha Hey. Dvarim hamutarin la'asotan b'Shabbat, uvishat asiyatan efshar she'teaseh b'glalan malacha, v'efshar she'lo teaseh, im lo nitkaven lo tam malacha, harei ze mutar.
כיצד? גורר אדם מיטה וכיסא ומגדל וכיוצא בהן בשבת, ובלבד שלא יתכוון לחפור חריץ בקרקע בשעת גרירתן. ולפיכך, אם חפרו הקרקע, אינו חושש בכך לפי שלא נתכוון. It is permitted to do something on Shabbat which is not itself a melacha, but which may lead to the performance of a melacha. This is a machloket in many places in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the halacha follows the view of Rabbi Shimon that davar she'eino mitkaven mutar, with a caveat that we'll see in the next halacha. Examples include dragging a chair or bench along the dirt, which may pull up dirt, this would constitute choresh, plowing, walking on grass, which may uproot the grass, this would be kotzer, reaping, and rubbing one's hands in a substance which may detach hair from his hands. This would be gozeis, shearing. Halacha vav, asa maaseh v'naseit biglalo malacha shevadai teaseh bishvil oto maaseh, af al pi shelo nitkaven la chayav, shadavar yadua shei efshar shelo teaseh ota malacha. Ketzad, harei shitzarach lerosh of lesachek bo lakatan, v'chatach rosho b'shabbat, אף על פי שאין סוף מגמתו להריגת העוף, אלא לחתוך ראשו בלבד, חייב, שהדבר ידוע שאי אפשר שיחתך ראש החי, אלא והמוות בא בשבילו, וכן כל כיוצא בזה. However, if it is inevitable that a melacha will result from an act which isn't itself a melacha, then the act is forbidden. This is called in the Gemara a psik reshe, based on an extreme example of this kind of case. Someone cuts off the head of a chicken, not because he is interested in killing the chicken, which would be the malacha of shochet, but because he wants to give the head to a child as a toy to play with. The Gemara says about this, psik reshe velo yamut, once the head is cut off, is it possible that the chicken won't die? Of course not, and therefore it is forbidden to cut the head off, no matter what he intended. And note that the Rambam adds, not only is this asur, it is even chayav. It's a malacha doraita, and the person who does it would be chayav, karet, skila, or chatat, depending on whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg. Halacha zayin, kol ha'oseh melacha b'shabbat, af al pi she'eino tzarich leguf ha'melacha, chayav aleha. Ketzad, harei shekiba et haner mipnei shehu tzarich lashemen kedei shelo yovad, o kedei shelo yisareif cheres shel ner, chayav, mipnei shehakibui melacha, והרי נתכוון לחבות, ואף על פי שאינו צריך לגוף הכיבוי, ולא כיבה אלא מפני השמן או מפני החרס, הרי זה חייב. This is the concept of מלאכה שאינה צריכה לגופה, whose exact meaning is the subject of much debate among Rishonim. The Rambam understands that each מלאכה has a certain inherent purpose, and מלאכה שאינה צריכה לגופה is a מלאכה which isn't done for this purpose, but rather for some other one. For example, the purpose of extinguishing an oil candle is to remove the light it produces. Someone who extinguishes the candle just in order to avoid losing the oil, or so that the pottery containing the oil won't burn, is doing a melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. This is forbidden according to all opinions, but there is again a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if the one who performs it is chayav or patur, that is, if the act is asur midoraita or asur midrabanan. The Rambam rules in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda that he is chayav, against the conclusion of many Rishonim, including the Ravid here in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that we accept the lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions without deciding between them. Halacha chet, kol amitkaven lasot melacha v'naaseit lo melacha acheret, shelo nikaven la, patur aleha, lefi shelo naaseit machshavto. Ketzad, zarak even o chetz b'chaviro o b'vheima kedei lo horgan, v'halach v'akar ilan b'alichato v'lo harag, harei ze patur. Kal v'chomer im nitkaven li isur kal v'nasa isur chamur, kegon shinitkaven li zrok b'charmelit, v'avra ha'even li reshut harabim, shehu patur. Someone who intends to do a melacha, but ends up doing a different one, is patur. The principle at work here, which the Rambam will explicate in the next halacha, is that of melechet machshevet. This phrase from Parshat Vayakel implies that one is only chayav for doing melacha on Shabbat if he did what he intended to do. Even if he intended an act of melacha, he is exempt if the melacha he intended isn't the melacha he actually did. The example here is when someone throws a rock at an animal, intending to kill it, the malacha of shochet, but it hits a plant or a small tree and uproots it, the malacha of kotzer. Even more so is someone patur if his intent was to do something which is only asur midirabanan, like if he meant to throw an object four amot in a karmelit, an area resembling a reshut harabim, in which it is asur midirabanan to throw or carry a distance of four amot, but it traveled that distance in reshut harabim. In this type of case, he is patur, meaning he is exempt on the doraita level, but still gets the punishment of makat mardut. But if his intent was to do something entirely permissible, like picking up a plant detached from the ground, but the plant turned out to have still been attached, so lifting it was an act of kotzer, then he gets no punishment at all. Halacha tet. Nitkaven lilkot te'inim shechorot v'liket levanot. Osh nitkaven lilkot anavim v'achar kach te'inim v'napach hadavar v'liket te'inim batchila v'achar kach anavim. Patur. As an extension of the last halacha, even if one intended to perform two melachot on distinct objects, like to pick both figs and grapes off their respective branches, or even to pick two different types of figs, he is exempt if this occurred in the order opposite from what he intended. This too is based on the principle of melechet machshevet. In order to be chayav, the outcome must match the intent of the one performing the melacha. Halacha yud. Hayu lefanav shnei neirot dolkot, o kavot, v'nitkavein mechabot zo v'chiba et zo, o lehadlik zo v'hidlik zo, chayav, sharei asa min ha-melacha shechashav la'asota. Halama ze dome, lemi shnitkavein lelkot teina zo v'likhet teina acheret, if, however, there are two objects in front of him which are identical, or at least of the same type, and he intends to perform a malacha on one of them, but ends up performing it on the other, then he is chayav. For example, he intends to blow out one of two identical candles, or pick one of two of the same type of fig, and inadvertently does the malacha on the other one. Because the objects are identical, and the malacha that was done is the malacha he intended to do, the outcome is considered to be consistent with his intent, despite the switching of the physical object on which the malacha was done. The Ravid finds the psakim of the Rambam in the last two halachot very problematic. How can it be that when the person's intent is completely realized, just not in the order he intended, he is patur, like picking grapes and figs in the wrong order? Whereas when he does something which is not his intent at all, like lighting candle number two instead of lighting candle number one, he is chayav. The Ravid concludes that timahon levav huze. This is incomprehensible. The Ravid learns the source of these psakim differently from the Rambam and concludes as follows. In the case of halacha yud, where the person lit the wrong candle, even though the candles are identical, he is patur. He is only chayav if he intended to light both and lit both, even if it was not done in the order he intended. However, if he intended to pick both figs and grapes in a certain order and did so in the opposite order, then he is patur, as the Rambam said, because figs and grapes are different species, and so the order is considered a more significant aspect of his intent. So the Rambam and Ravid debate whether it can be considered melechet machshevet if the essential act that was done matched the intent, lighting a candle of a certain type, even if the physical object on which the act was done was not the intended one. At the end of Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam adds another important point in a brief statement. Kol ha'oseh melacha kemit asek, v'lo nitkaven la, patur. The patur of mit asek refers to someone who does an avera without realizing it, while involved in another action. An example regarding melacha on Shabbat would be someone who is speaking loudly and inadvertently extinguishes a candle with his forceful breath. This patur applies to almost all averot, and certainly to melacha on Shabbat, which has the condition of melechet machshevet. The exception, as we'll see an example of later in Sefer Zmanim, is averot from which one derives physical pleasure, like eating or sexual activity, in which case one is chayav korban chatat even when doing the avera in the manner of mitasek. In the next few halachot, the Rambam discusses cases where the melacha that was done was indeed the intended melacha, but either the quality or quantity was not as intended. For example, suppose someone carries a load from a reshut hayachid to a reshut harabim, violating the melacha of hotza'ah, and he intends to carry it in front of him so that it would be more protected from danger than if he carried the load behind him. If the load ends up being carried behind him, then he is patur, because the malacha performed was of lower quality than that which he intended to do. If the opposite happened, he meant to carry the load behind him, but it ended up in front of him, then he is chayav, because he ended up doing the malacha which he intended and in a higher quality manner. However, when it comes to quantity, the halacha is more stringent. Even if the person intended to do more of the malacha than he ended up doing, he is chayav, as long as he performed the minimum shiur of the malacha necessary to be chayav. For example, the minimum shiur to be chayav for the malacha of kotev, writing, is 2 letters, as we'll see in Perek Yud Aleph. If someone intends to write a full document, or even just a word, like the name Reuven, he is chayav once he writes even 2 letters of what he intended to write. To summarize, when it comes to quality, the person is chayav only if he accomplished at least as much as he intended, not if he accomplished less. When it comes to quantity, he is chayav even for accomplishing less than he intended, as long as he performed the minimal shiur of the malacha. Halacha tetvav. Kol malacha shayachid yachol asot ota levado, v'asu ota shnayim b'shutafut, bein sh'asa ze miktzata v'ze miktzata, kigon sh'akar ze achefetz mirashut zo, v'inicho ha'sheni b'rashut acheret, bein sh'asu ota shneihem ke'echad mitchila v'ad sof, kigon sh'achazu shneihem b'kulmus, v'chatvu o achazu kikar v'otziyuhu, mirashut l'rashut, harei elu p'turin. This is the halacha of shnayim sh'asa'uha, 2 people who perform a malacha together. If the malacha is such that 1 person can do it alone, yet 2 people do it together, both are pturim. This applies whether the 2 did the entire action in unison, like holding a pen together and writing with it, or if each one did a part of the malacha where the chiyuv requires 2 parts. An example of the last situation is the malacha of hotza'ah, which requires both akira, picking up the object in Rishut HaYachid, and Hanacha, placing it down in Rishut HaRabim. If 1 person does the Akira and carries the object out to Rishut HaRabim, where, without stopping, he hands it off to someone else who does the Hanacha, then both are exempt from punishment. Halacha Tet Zayin. V'im ein echad mehen yachol la'asotah levado ad shi'itztarfu, kigon shnayim shachazu kora v'otziuha l'rishut harabim, hoil ve'ein koach be'echad mehen la'asotah levado v'asu ota b'shutafut mitchila v'ad sof, shneihen chayavim, v'shiur echad l'shneihem. Haya koach be'echad mehen lo'otzi kora zo levado, v'asheni eino yachol lo'otzia levado, v'nishtatfu shneihem v'otziuha, Zesh yachol chayav, v'asheni misayeahu, u'misayeah eino chayav klum, v'chein kol kayosei bazeh. But if the malacha was such that it could not be done by a single person and require 2 people, then both are chayavim. So 2 people who carry together a heavy object from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, which neither can carry alone, are both chayavim. This is true even if the shiur of the malacha performed is the minimal amount for even 1 person to be chayav. We do not require double the shiur in order for 2 to be chayav, since they are doing the malacha together. What if 1 of the 2 is capable of performing the malacha alone, but not the other? For example, if a strong person and a weaker one together carry out a heavy object, which the first person, but not the second, could carry by himself. In this case, only the one capable of doing the malacha alone is chayav, as we view him as the primary agent in performing the malacha, while the second person is just misayeya, assisting, and there is no chiyuv for assisting alone without taking part in the malacha. Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol ha-mekalkalin pturin. Ketzad. הרי שחבל בחברו או בבהמה דרך השחתה, וכן אם קרה בגדים או שרפן או שבר כלים דרך השחתה, הרי זה פטור. חפר גומה ואינו צריך אלא להפרה, הרי זה מקלקל ופטור. אף הפי שעשו מלאכה, הועיל וכוונתם לקלקל פטורים. The last principle discussed by the Rambam in this perek is the exemption of mekalkel. In order to be chayav for doing malacha on Shabbat, the malacha must be constructive and not destructive. One is exempt if he wounds a person or an animal in a manner which provides no benefit, excluding, for example, a wound created in order to draw blood from the person or animal, which will then be used for something. In this case, he would be chayav. Similarly, if he burns clothing or breaks kelim purely as a destructive act, or if he digs a hole just to use the dirt thereby removed from the ground. We note in passing that the last example is also referred to in the Gemara as an example of melacha shenatzricha al gufa, as the general purpose in digging a hole is to use the hole and not the dirt. The Rambam, as we saw, is generally mechayev in the case of melacha she'ina tzricha gufa, but this case is different because of the added element of mekalkel. In Halacha Yod Chet, there is a limitation on the exception of mekalkel. If the kilkul is done for the ultimate purpose of creating an improvement, then the person doing the melacha is chayav. One who tears down a structure, soter, in order to build something in its place, or one who erases letters, mochek, in order to write in its place, is chayav. The shiur in this case for the seemingly destructive act is identical to that of the constructive act which is meant to follow it. So since the shiur for writing is two letters, as we mentioned before, so too one is chayav for erasing two letters in order to write in their place. In the last halacha of the perek, the Rambam clarifies that the element of mezid required for the chiyuv karet and chiyuv skila, and the element of shogeg required for a chiyuv chatat, must be present for the minimal shiur of the malacha in its entirety. For example, one who writes one letter b'shogeg and then one letter b'mezid will not be chayav at all, because he did not write two letters, the minimum shiur of the malacha of writing, either b'shogeg or b'mezid.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.